Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
I'm doing good. How are you?
Yeah, very momentous day, but let's leave that for a few moments as we focus on something a little bit lighter. Sports news, of course. Let's start off with football then, Mark, please.
Yeah, no, we've had a good week in football. Even though it's the international break, there's still a lot of news coming around. The biggest of that has been probably Tottenham's, surprising takeover bids that have been going in there. You know, it's a club that's one of the few still owned by an English family, the Lewis family. And recently it's been a lot of speculation for takeovers, but the Lewis family have tried to squash that by injecting another $100 million into the club for what they describe as long-term sporting investments. So this is sort of, you know, telling, I guess, any people who are thinking of bidding on the club that, hey, we're not interested in selling. So it's an interesting time, especially because Man United also recently had news from a Saudi Arabia conglomerate that was interested in buying the shares that the Glazers have.
Yeah, absolutely. So, it's a fascinating story, a bit of a saga going on there. But the ins and outs of football and politics in football is always something to talk about. Just quickly, I wanted just to ask you, I watched the Scotland match. Did you watch that?
I only watched bits of it. I didn't get to watch all of it. My attention was on the Ireland portion.
Yes, yeah. I was actually watching, I was in the bar with my kids actually playing some pool, and I was watching the Liverpool women against Man City women as well as the Scotland match as well. Scotland, I think... didn't have a great game, I didn't think, anyway. But anyway, they're through, and it looks positive they could possibly still qualify for the World Cup, so we'll keep an eye on that. Right, then, what else do you want to talk about? Takeover bids, Burnley, should we do that?
Yeah, Burnley, they're investing in the La Liga. Their owner group is quite interesting, of course. It involves some famous people and sports stars, including the NFL's J.J. Watt, who was a Texan and Arizona Cardinal. But they're basically the ALK Capital Investment Fund has acquired a majority stake in La Liga's Espanyol.
Yeah.
So I thought that was quite interesting because we've seen that with other clubs as well. Manchester City, of course, are involved in La Liga as well.
Girona, I think, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, so it's sort of that modern approach to the multi-club ownership, which can only really be beneficial because those clubs can have good relationships. They can loan players, sell players.
Yeah.
And overall, when you are fighting in these two leagues that are probably the most financially demanding out of them all, it's handy to have a club where you can operate, where you can sort of send funds or get funds between each club. So that's probably the only other news on the side of ownership. There is a little bit of interesting news in Nagelsmann. Julian Nagelsmann, the German national coach, has came out and defended Wirtz for his lack of goals this season, because that's been all really the media has been reporting about on Wirtz. And he's pointing to his chance creation and adjustment phase, and he's quite happy
he'll
with how Wirtz has been playing.
He'll be all right. He'll come through. Yeah, I think he's a great player. I've seen some of the reels and stuff and watched him before. And I do think sometimes we expect a lot of people quite quickly. And we're only into October. Give them a chance, you know. We've seen that at Derby where we've got a lot of new players, you know, one from America, from all over the place. And you expect them to play like they've been playing together for 10 years. You know, ain't going to happen. So, I think you just have to give a bit of patience. We shall see. And maybe Nottingham Forest might need a bit of patience as well at the moment, but we'll maybe leave that one. What do you reckon, Mark?
Yeah, I saw that news as well. I woke up this morning and I was looking at Sky Sports, and I saw Mr. Marinakis is reportedly considering Sean Dyche to replace Ange. Was the headline I saw.
Seven games in.
Seven in. I thought that would make him, I think after Sam Allardyce, the shortest reigning manager, I think Sam Allardyce is like 30 days
yeah.
or something. So that was crazy, especially considering that he just won a European trophy as well in his last job.
Yeah.
But I mean, that is how demanding the environment is within Forest right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, I think they might get Liz Truss in soon, maybe, even. We shall see. But anyway, right, moving on to the Spanish Open. And a quick review on that, Mark, on the golf. Wow.
Yeah, we saw Marco Hengen winning a playoff versus Dan Brown. Now, the weather, it was quite a good day, as many days are in Spain, so especially Madrid. But there was a little bit of stress there, I think, for anyone looking that was hoping for yeah. an Englishman to keep the lead, because he was 4 under, and he lost that lead and then went to the playoff with Dan Brown. But he had a very, very strong first hole, and he had a birdie on it. And I mean, I guess we often have said it about, you know, winning in football, and we can say it in golf as well. It doesn't matter how you win, it matters that you win. And, yeah. and when it counted, he decided to show up. It was a disappointing tournament, particularly I was keeping an eye on Shane Lowry. I like to see how the Irish guys do. It was, a poor start. He didn't make the final cut, and I guess a lot of people had expectations after that heroic Ryder Cup, but it just didn't happen. And I was happy with John Rahm, another person I'd try to keep an eye on, because, you know, he's a prominent Spanish player and a multiple-time winner of that tournament as well. And he was 5 under, I think, on one day. So, he remained in the frame, which is what you really need to do as a pro golf player. But overall, fun tournament, and it's good for Marco because it opens him up for the Open Championship and the Masters. He qualified via the qualifying round. So it's a good result for him.
Okay, fabulous stuff. So, yeah, and good for Spain as well in general. NFL now then, Mark. Before we get into Giants versus Eagles, I have not checked the score, so I'm going to ask you, and I'm waiting with bated breath, Rams versus the Ravens.
You're going to be very happy because the Rams swept them. Yeah.
It's not a very day. The Rams have won, and it's great. So.
Yeah. Well, I suppose we can cover them first, because there is a massive story here, because the Ravens entered the season, as they do many seasons, being playoff favorites. You know, this is the year the Chiefs are, you know, I guess not the giant that they once were. You know, the overall competition in the league isn't too sure. There's maybe two or three teams you think might do it, but there's no team that's particularly, like, on paper, the strongest of the strong, yeah. that's going to sweep the league. Some people are saying the Eagles, some people are saying the Packers, the Bills, the Chiefs, they're always in it. But there was a lot of hopes for the Ravens this year. This was a year that they'd get over that sort of playoff nervous hump. But things have gone downhill very, very, very fast. And so it was really a result for the Rams to show up, and they had a very good defense. It stood firm. And I think they had an early fumble as well and a missed field goal. But the important thing was they managed to get into the game. They shut down Baltimore 17-3. Now, to have a two-time MVP on your team, and just overall, like, a team that operates like the Ravens do at a very high capacity, to leave them only with 3 points was very impressive. Jackson's currently out with a hamstring injury, so just their offense isn't functioning without him whatsoever. So it's really about a thing of how many more games can they lose before they just slip out of contention for the playoffs altogether.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay, we'll keep an eye on. So what? Any other NFL scores and reports?
Giants and Eagles is another game, because Eagles, of course, are the reigning Super Bowl champs. Yeah. Everyone's expecting a lot of them, as they should, and they walked into New Jersey, where the Giants play, and got swept. There, once again, their offense just looked dry. It didn't look diverse. And the Giants beat them at their own game. The Giants are on fire right now. They've a rookie running back from the fourth round, Cameron Scataboo, who has just absolutely reinvented that offense. They have Jackson Dart in there after the Russell Wilson experiment didn't work out, and he has just been racking up stat yards. So really, I think the Giants played Philly at their own game. They had 172 rushing yards, and they just dominated the line of scrimmage. Their offensive lines just looked like two different worlds, chalk and cheese. And great result for the Giants, because this year is really the year to do it. You know, Brian Daboll can't keep justifying, you know, these losing seasons. They've moved on from Daniel Jones, who we'll talk about.
Yeah.
And who's at the Colts now doing great. But this is the year that if their head coach wants to keep its job, they got to win games. So they're starting to do that now.
All right, we'll do one more then, Mark. What do you want to do? Which one was the best match, Broncos versus Jets or Panthers versus Cowboys?
Panthers versus Cowboys is the best match. Yeah. But the one we might need to do is the Broncos-Jets game. It was in London. It was in London, and unfortunately, I think I might have set back British-American relations a bit further with how uninteresting of a game it turned out to be. It was 13-11, and it wasn't a high-scoring game. You'd feel a bit bad for all the people who spent the money to go to Tottenham Stadium to watch him, but it reminded me of the Packers-Browns game, I think, in week 4, was that it was just ruled by defense. Denver's defense just didn't let up. And this is an interesting stat. There's two of them I have for you. The Broncos defense had more sacks on the Jets QB than the Jets did have first downs in the entire match. And the other interesting stat is that New York were held to minus 10 passing yards. Right. Justin Fields passed for 45 yards and he was sacked for 55 yards. And so you just don't win games when you're just passing in the negative. It's quite hard to do. Usually, you know, a QB will at least get 100 if they're playing the full game. But it was interesting because all these, you know, they like to dig up stats, all stats, to showcase how bad of a game was. The last time a team won a game in the minus yards was in 1955 when the Washington Commanders were still called the Washington Redskins.
Wow, that's going back a bit. So, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. The Jets season gets worse. They're currently 0-6, and
Jets.
I don't see them winning.
I could play Jet by Paul McCartney right now, but I won't. Mark, thank you very much as always for a full sports roundup from the weekend. I don't know about you, mate, but I miss Premier League when it's an international break. Then, yeah, these international breaks. I love the World Cup. I love the Euros, and I like the qualifiers. Even friendlies, I could do without. I just want to get back to the Premier League again. It just felt like a very quiet weekend. Otherwise,
it did. And you know the interesting thing: after this Premier League international break, we have another one in 4 weeks.
They just keep coming, don't they? Yeah. Mate, have a good one anyway. Have a lovely week. We'll speak to you next week, Mark. Cheers.
All right. Thank you very much.
Fabulous. Okay.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.